Shalom Tabiban. Hope everybody's doing well, feeling well. Yesterday at the 4 o'clock Chabur, we spoke about the inyan of being choshed v'ksherim. I just want to elaborate upon this a little bit more, b'siyach d'shmaya. It's an interesting idea that here, in these circumstances, our loved ones, those who were close to, were careful about coming in close contact with them because we're afraid. We may be afraid of what we can contract. And that's really an inyan of being choshed b'ksherim. That I'm choshed you, and you may be choshed me, unwillingly that we may harm each other, chalila. So we explained that perhaps this inyan that we find ourselves being choshed each other, being choshed b'ksherim, because we have to, maybe there's a certain midah keneged midah which is present here, which led to the tzara, not that we know, but we can only wonder to ourselves and try and then just to do tshuva on whatever we can. Because Chazal say, "Choshed b'ksherim is loike begufay." That if a person who is choshed someone improperly is loike begufo, he suffers from that chalila v'chas. So a little bit about this inyan, which is related to being danis kol ha'adam l'kaf z'chus. Let's try to relate it to the parsha. The Svarim HaKadoshim being down, and it's being spoken about that when it comes to Mageifa, two inyonim, which are known to ward away Mageifa, are Pitam HaKadoshim and Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. The inyan of Mea Brachas perhaps is connected to this inyan of being choshed b'ksherim. Let's begin by saying the following thing. We have an inyan of being done as kol ha'adam l'kaf z'chus. Why should we be done as kol ha'adam l'kaf z'chus? Are we perhaps reading too much into people's actions by donning them l'kaf z'chus and saying that their motives, their intentions were good? But the idea is, every Jew has a neshama, and that neshama is be'etzem tov. If a Jew, chalila, does something which is unbecoming of him, it's because we have yetzaharas, and we're drawn to do things which are not in accordance to who we are, of how great we truly are, which is a neshama and a chelak elakam ima. To be done a person l'kaf z'chus therefore means to see into a person his godliness and to judge him and to see him from that, from those lenses. To see a shtick of elokos, a piece of godliness in a person. And as we explained yesterday afternoon, that doing so is not just a fluffy idea. It brings a person to a kaf z'chus. As Rabbi Nachman famously writes in Resh Pei Beis, in his Sefer, each person is a dayan. We have the koyach to be done. And by being done, others l'kaf z'chus, we're ma'al of them l'kaf z'chus. If that could be said about every Jew, because they are, each and every one of us are a piece of Hashem, how much more so is that true about the Ribbono Shel Olam himself? There's an inyan to be done HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kaf z'chus. This is connected to the concept of bitachon. Bitachon means trust and feeling a sense of security with someone. That you feel that when you're in the person, in the presence of this person, that he's going to look out for you, that he's going to do whatever he can to make sure that you're taken care of. Bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam means that I trust that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. And so therefore, when we know that and understand that well about the Ribbono Shel Olam, we can and should be done HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kaf z'chus in our personal lives and for events which take place in the world. No matter how devastating they may be, if when it comes to a regular yid, not that any Jew is regular, but that he has a chelak alakami mal, He has a piece of godliness, and therefore I have to judge him lekafschas. How much more so, the root of that godliness, Hashem Himself, that the inyan of havidan is called adam lekafschas, applies to Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore we trust that everything which he does is for the good. And it's on this that Chazal say, "Al tadin es chavercha ad shetagia lemakaymai." Don't judge your friend until you come to his place. Because every single person has a shah, the Mishnah says, and every single person has a makom. And as you explained yesterday from this Fas Emes, havidan es kol ha'adam. There are many things about a person which we don't see and we're quick to judge because we're not glancing or viewing the adam completely, in his entirety. Focusing on the pratim and not the bigger picture. If that's true about a person, that because we're not in his makom, we shouldn't judge. How much more so about the Ribono Shel Olam, that Chazal say that Hashem's name is called makom. He's makomo shel olam, Chazal say. It's not that Hashem has a place in this world. He is the place of the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called makom because this concept of al tadin es chavercha ad shetagia lemakayma, that Hashem, who is our best friend, then until we can come to his place, we shouldn't judge him. We can never come to that place. How can a human being who occupies a place come to that place of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says of himself, he is called the makom? And it was at that time that Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were in a discussion of tzadik v'raloi, rasha v'tayvloi, that Hashem says to Moshe, hini makom iti, that to understand why things happen to people which we question them, to be able to understand them, we need to be in that makom. And if we can't come to that place, if we're not invited yet to that place, it certainly applies to the master of the world, al tadin et chavercha, ad shetagia lemakaymai. It's in this vein that Meya Brachos is connected to this inyan of being Chayshe B'Ksheirim. Chazal tell us, HaChayshe B'Ksheirim Loike B'Gufay, that a person brings Makos upon himself by not being done somebody L'Kaf S'chus. There's a remedy for that. The Gemara learns on Brachos that when Chana was davening by the Makom HaMikdash, by the Mishkan, and Eli came and he saw that she was moving her mouth like a drunkard, and he was done her L'Kaf Chayva, so Chazal say that afterwards he gave her a bracha because Chazal say that he who was chayshed a person, bedavar she'ein bai, and he's not guilty of that charge, tzarech levarachai. He has a mitzvah to give a bracha to that person. It was from that bracha that Eli gave Chana that Shmuel was born. By not being done a Kadosh Baruch Hu l'kaf s'chus, which brings about magifa, ha-choshed b'ksheirim loike b'gufay, the remedy is mea brachos, that we have a chiyuv to be mavarech. Because every bracha is really a haida, an admittance and a recognition that everything comes from him, the master of the world. So it could be, based on this inyan of being done l'kaf s'chus, of judging a Kadosh Baruch Hu l'kaf s'chus and having bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam, an expression of that is Meya Brachos. We find by Adam HaRishon something very interesting. Hashem says to Adam, "B'yom al-chol chamimenu," that if you eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevira, "mois tamus," that the gzeira is certain death. Yet we find that Adam didn't die, that he was banished from the Gan by Garish Asa Adam. But it seems so certain, Mois Tamus, yet Adam didn't die. And Chazal give reasons in explaining Mois Tamus, how it did happen to Adam HaRishon. But Chazal explain in the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah that really the din of Mois Tamus and Adam HaRishon was only had he eaten b'mezid, intentionally have eaten from the Eitz Hadas Taivara. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dan Adam HaRishon as a shogeg, that he accidentally ate from the Eitz Hadas. How so? Didn't he know all of the circumstances? He knew exactly what he was supposed to do and what not to do. So the Medrash says something fascinating. The reason why Adam is called a Shoigeg when eating from the Eitz Hadas Tovira was because he didn't have a Rebbe. he didn't have somebody to ask his questions to. He didn't have to have somebody in his life who he can learn from. Because he didn't have a Rebbe, that's why he's called a Shoigeg. With this we can explain, perhaps, Pshat in the Mishnah in Avos, which records this teaching of Hevidan is called Adam Lakavschos, because the Mishnah begins, Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver, v'havidan is called Adam Lakavschos. And like in every Mishnah, the Mefarshim toil to understand what are the relationships between each of the teachings which are taught by the Tana of the Mishnah, or even by the Tanaim, which follow or precede the teaching which is taught. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Dan Adam as a Shoigeg was undoubtedly due to this teaching of Havidan is called Adam Lakav Schos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for some type of a Schos for Adam HaRishon, that it shouldn't be Chal on him and Mois Tamas. And the reason why he found an Eitzah and a Limud Schos was in the fact that he didn't have a Rebbe. Perhaps this is the beginning of the Mishnah, Asei L'Charav. The Mishnah says, make for yourself a Rebbe. That because the very first Dan Lakav Schos was due to the fact that Adam was Nichshal because he didn't have a Rav, hence the Mishnah says, Asei L'Charav, Ukni L'Chachaver, V'Havidan is called Adam Lakav Schos. And here we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not just a Rebbe to Adam HaRishon, but he was a good friend as well. Because a good friend will always find a Kaf Schos for his friend. Like the Lashon of the Mishnah before, Al Tadin es Chavercha ad shetagiyo l'makayma. If you consider somebody a friend, don't judge him until you go into his place. And the best Rebbe that a person can have is a Rebbe who loves for him and cares for him like a friend. And here you have that teaching, Asei l'charav uknei l'chachaver. That although Pipshat, the Asei l'charav and the Knei l'chachaver are two different people, but it's shaykh to read it, Asei l'charav, make for yourself a Rebbe, uknei l'chachaver, and acquire for yourself a friend, because there's no better friend than a person has as his Rebbe. And when you have a Rebbe, who's a good friend, Havidan is called Adam l'kafschas. Perhaps this is Pshat in the beginning of the parsha. It says, Vayikra al Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Eilav. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe, Ma'el Mo'el Leimar. And here he begins to teach in the sugi of Karbanos. Adam ki yakiv mikem Karban Lashem. An Adam who brings a Karban Lashem. And the Medrash wonders, why does it say Adam? There's so many names to refer to a Ben Adam. An Ish, a Gever. So the Medrash says that it's referring to Adam HaRishon. And the reason why Adam here is referenced as bringing a Karban, because he did bring a Karban. Why? Because he was a Shogeg. Because a person who is a Shogeg can bring a Karban and have Kapara. So the Parsha here begins, Vayikra al Moshe, that Hashem calls out to Moshe, and he tells him that Adam should bring a Karban because he's a Shogeg. So the Parsha here begins with this inyan of that the whole Chiddush of Karbanos was born out of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Dan Adam Rishon Lekavschos. And here Hashem is teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Dayan of all Yisrael, to follow in his footsteps, and a Rebbe should always Dan his Talmidim and judge others Lekavschos. There's a remez here as well to the Inyan of Me'a Brachos. The Shachal HaTorah writes, Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem, that the word Mikem is Gematria 100, which is a remez as well to the Inyan of Me'a Brachos Bechol Yom, Ayin Sham. Even in the teaching of Havidan is Kol HaAdam L'Kaf Schos, Havidan is Kol HaAdam. Kol HaAdam is Gematria also 100, and Kaf, as in Kaf Schos, is also 100, which is a remez to the Me'a Brachos. Because we're Choshe B'Ksherim, if we find that we're not being Dan L'Kaf Schos, so Chayiv Levarcho, so the tikkun of that is Chayiv Levarcho, and the Shairish of Al Bracha is the Inyan of Me'a Brachos. Every Tzara is an opportunity to find the Ribbono Shel Olam and his chesed and his goodness, and to be megala the fact that the emes in everything which takes place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he's our best friend, and he's Danas L'Kaf Schos. And for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Makom. And we say, when a tzara takes place, HaMokom Inachem Eschem Mesach Shavei Litzim Yishalayim. It's from this place called Makom. Hine Makom Iti. Al Talin Eschaver Ad Shetagil Demakaymai. That we're short-sighted, that we can't explain and understand everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon us. But La'asa Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to invite us, like he invited Moshe into that place, Hine Makom Iti. And when we come into that place, we'll see exactly why we trusted in him, and all of his kavanas for L'Teiva. He doesn't want to hide anything from us. So that we put ourselves into that hesed upon him. And perhaps this is the inyan of the small aleph in the parsha, Vayikra al Moshe, that we have to be able to find that aleph, that hidden place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals himself. And he makes it as if the world runs b'mikra, vayikar. That there's an aleph, there's hidden intentions that Hashem has, which is called the Makom Shel Olam. We should be zeicher soon that in the schos of danning each other the kafschos, and even more so danning HaKadosh Baruch Hu lekafschos, we should be mamtik all the judgments against our people, and to be zeicher to that day of the gili of Hashem's brachos, of his mea brachos back to us, with the gili of that makom minachem eschem, with the coming of Mashiach tzidkenu, b'mehera v'yamenu, amen. Have a good day. Kol tov.